Listen, I could live a lot of places. I couldn't live in Colorado Springs, but I could live in Castle Pines.
What a hardship. Fine, I'll live in Castle Pines.
Oh, it's the worst. My $2 million home, it sits on a green, so I'm getting all these balls coming into my yard. All these Pro V1s.
I hate it so much.
Terrible.
Oh, my God, Castle Pines. Why must I live in this dredge?
The trees are just not tall enough. They're all just short.
I've golfed at Castle Pines.
At Castle Pines Country Club?
Yes.
How? Okay. I have tried. I've tried the best I can ever do. The best. I have walked that dang thing. I have covered that thing. Mm-hmm. I have done all sorts. I have done everything I could possibly do to cover that thing and get into play.
Yeah.
And I've drank their milkshakes. Delicious. But the best I could do was go to, the other golf course at Castle Pines. The
less ritzy Castle Pines. Yeah, I know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay. So tell me about your experience to Castle Pines while I just sit over
it
here in the corner.
It is the hardest course I have ever walked, and we had to walk it because
okay, that makes me feel better.
It was I was actually working at Channel 2, and Tom Green, who is a member down there,
Ithaca College.
Yes, Tom Green, who's a member at Castle Pines, asked I don't know, a couple months earlier, like, hey, who here likes to golf? And so a handful of us put our hands up. He's like, okay. And so we were having a year, like a 1 year anniversary of the revamping of the morning show. And so like 12 of us show up to work, and so it's just the morning crew. It's not the entire station,
mm-hmm.
just the morning crew. It's about half the morning crew. He says, okay, the 1 year anniversary luncheon buffet, whatever, is going to be at 4 o'clock. So as soon as we are done with the show this morning at 9,
get down there.
We all have to head right down to Castle Pines. We're like, what? He's like, I got us all tea times.
What?
Got us all tea times. It was unbelievable.
I think I just drooled on the microphone a little. I'm sorry.
And I'll tell you what, Tom Green can golf. That guy's got
a college graduate.
He's got a beautiful swing.
But I don't know if he's a graduate. I'm not sure if he's a graduate.
I don't know. I guess probably. I just assumed. But he's got a beautiful swing. He hits that ball a mile. And I get up there, and it's long and it's narrow, and the greens are like the size of my apartment. I mean, they're big, huge greens that undulate.
Small greens.
I'm going, wow, this is hard. Really, really hard. Like,
did you take a total terrible divot? Did you take a total terrible divot?
I took a few.
Okay, first terrible divot. Okay, because this is actually how you know if someone is a good person or a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are at an immaculate golf course.
Oh yeah,
immaculate golf course. Pros play there. I've done the same at the Broadmoor. It's mm-hmm. it's an immaculate golf course.
Beautiful.
And then you take a swing where you just take a hunk. You just take a hunk.
Your ball rolls like 5 feet, but
I'm not even sure
shows,
you get it. Yeah. Like you even get the ball. Like, but it just you take the. Whoop. What's the first thing that comes to your head?
I want to hide. I want to hide.
And, yeah. Fix the divot?
Oh, my God. Like, before I even do anything, I it had barely touched the ground, and I'd already started running after
the
divot.
You're a good person.
Well, you can't just – you have to replace your divot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I replaced my divots on City Park.
I just didn't realize it was going to take me two hands and a couple arms to replace my divot.
That is real grass.
I was at – when I was a kid, I was the standard bearer. So, like, they're the guys that hold the scores.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could be that. Like, you could volunteer to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to be that at Plum Creek for the senior tour.
Okay.
And I came down there, and I only got to do, like, 4 or 5 holes because they got rained out, and I couldn't do it any other day. But I was with some no-name named Ben Smith. I have no idea who he is to this day. I know that I know for a fact that he was on the tour.
Okay.
But I don't know if he'd done anything.
Right.
Ben Smith, like, really? Come on. So anyway, he was on the tee at Plum Creek, and he took a divot out on a drive.
Okay.
It was at least a foot and a half. And I am not exaggerating. And he crushed this thing.
Yeah.
Like, crushed this
thing.
So
the ball goes far.
Well, I believe that he hit the ball first and then just went wham and just went through it.
Okay.
And that he saw me looking at the divot, probably with my jaw dropped. He's like, "What, you never seen a divot that big, son?" I'm like,
"No."
Nope. So I only got to do four holes that day. The only time I did that was the standard, like the score bear.
Mm-hmm.
I did it for the U.S. Open in 86 at Cherry Hills.
Okay.
So I was like 15.
Wasn't I with you?
No.
No.
I was
not,
15.
No, not in 86. I'm thinking the last year they had the international here.
Yeah.
I went and covered it.
I covered it several times, so it's possible.
And I think I was with you one of those years. I was just getting sound. I was just
Is that why
sound.
We didn't get more?
I just remember taking the ride up in the
Wow,
van.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, no, I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
I just remember because you park down here and then you have to get in the van and the van takes you up to
the
clubhouse. And I remember taking the ride in the van with Woody Page.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and, we were. I didn't.
And I think you'd already started drinking. Like, at
I don't. I'm
9
not going
to.
I'm never going to accuse him of drinking. Listen. He could, listen, he may have drank. I have no idea because, you know, if it was me, I probably would have been drinking too. But he came back and he was like, oh, my, right? He mm-hmm. was just going, rip it. Like, what was he ripping? I can't remember what he was so mad about.
He was unhappy.
He had to drive. You think he had to drive.
Yeah.
And we were in the wrong press pad and at the other place and this, that, and the other thing. And then someone else said something like, oh, there's Woody, cheerful as always, because we were just.
He was this close. Like, he was literally. Millimeters close to saying, do you know who I am?
And all of us would have said, yes, we do.
I've had drinks and been,
I love Woody. Like I do too. Like Woody. So Woody Page is one of those people. I'm just going to tell you for all these people. Woody Page is one of those guys who the first time you meet him, he will probably rug you the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
He will probably just do something that will rub you the wrong way. Nothing that's like it's the same way with Sandy Clough for me.
Okay.
Like Sandy Clough for me, it's like I enjoy talking with him, but I could never do a talk show host with him because I would punch him.
Nobody can.
I would tell him this. I would seriously be like, now shut up. I'd seriously like he'd be like blah, 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 and another thing blah blah blah. This is his question.
Right.
Like shut up. Right. Like what he means is, you know, mm-hmm. give like the 3-word question that he meant.
He doesn't play well with others, but he knows so much about. Local
but he doesn't.
Sports
he's not because
forever.
He's not an agreeable. He's a curmudgeon, but he's not. But he's an agreeable person. It's not. But that's just how he is on the air.
Sure. Wait,
it's just how he is on the air. Mostly,
he can be a bit of a curmudgeon off.
Well, no, he is a curmudgeon off the air.
And so can Woody. And heck, I'm a curmudgeon off the air.
Me too.
I'm a curmudgeon on the air. Not as much as, say, some others. But,
no.
A lot of us are curmudgeons.
Well,
ink-stained wretches, I think
well,
is what
the whole
call
thing
us.
Is, and this is what I go back to, and you always make fun of me about this, okay? Mm-hmm. But traditionally, press box has been long on like celebrity, but short on money. And there's long hours and lots of drinking, lots of travel away from families, lots of divorces because people are away from families, lots of drinking in press box, because for God's sakes, for every exciting game that you see on TV, there's going to be 20 that are awful that you'll never see, you know, and
but you don't travel. You don't live that.
No,
lifestyle.
No. I'm not saying that I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, okay, and I've been around it long enough,
mm-hmm.
20 years, 20 plus years, where what I understand is, that, and I have been through some terrible ball games, man. Terrible
sure.
ball games. I mean, for God's sakes, I hate the British for losing the Revolutionary War because now I have to sit through dang Colorado Rocky July 4th games, which are god-awful.
No, you would have had to be sitting through cricket games, which are like 3 days long. So
yes, but you can drink
worse.
In those games, and those are fun. Three-day drinking binges? You would be the biggest cricket fan ever.
I actually would love
I love cricket.
I will tell you this, and I'm not going to name names.
Yeah?
But back in the day when I used to, when you guys would let me go cover Rockies games.
I'd let you. I let you.
Well, when Bruce would let me go
oh,
cover
Oh, yeah,
it wasn't
me.
Games,
I wouldn't. I would.
I can tell you there was more than one reporter there, all local, who had a little flask with them. Somewhere around the third inning, they were spicing up their Coke.
That's almost as good as the AP guy I knew that we used to do online poker while he was at the games. That's a good one, too. I won't name names either, but that's a good one. Did I say AP? I meant
UPI. It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. Round the corner.